Now, more details about the shooting we mentioned at a newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland. This unfolded this afternoon at the Capital Gazette, a paper owned by the Baltimore Sun. We do not know how many people have been shot. We do not know their conditions. This story is still developing. With that in mind, we have brought in NPR's Vanessa Romo. She's in the studio to tell us what we do know. Hey, Vanessa.
Hi, Mary Louise.
So what is the latest? What have we actually confirmed?
Well, it's difficult to confirm things at this moment because, as you said earlier, everything is still happening. So what we do know, the concrete details that we have, are actually coming from a lot of the reporters who are inside of the building or who were there at the time that it happened.
They're still reporting even as this is unfolding in their newsroom.
Yes, they're tweeting about it. And actually, their website became live. They posted a live story as I was in there reporting and trying to figure out what was happening. So there is someone actually in the newsroom right now typing out stories and telling the public what's happening. What we do know is that there seems to have been a single gunman and multiple people were shot. We don't know how many people. We don't know how many or if there were fatalities. The county police department, the Anne Arundel County Police Department, who's there on the scene, has not confirmed how many fatalities. And ATF, who's also on the scene, has not said anything about fatalities. But what we do know is coming from reporters who are on Twitter who are talking about what they saw today.
Okay, so you're describing police on the scene, federal officials on the scene. Do we know if this is over? Is the shooting contained at this point?
We don't know if that's over. All we have are tweets, again, from inside the building. There's a reporter named Phil Davis who seems to be updating his Twitter feed pretty frequently. And what he has said so far is that there was a single shooter. He shot through a glass door. He, at one point, was cowering.
Into the newsroom? Is that what it appears to
have happened? Unclear.
Okay.
It's very brief messages that are coming out. But at one point, he shot through a glass door. And at some point, he reloaded. In fact, there was a tweet that he sent out that said, "There's nothing more terrifying than hearing multiple people get shot while you're under your desk and then hear a gunman reload."
Yeah.
So we know that he reloaded at the very least one time.
Do we have any information at this point on the shooter? Any motive?
There isn't any of that information that's come out so far, at least from official channels.
All right. That is NPR's Vanessa Romo reporting on the very few details. This is a story we will obviously continue to track throughout the evening. This unfolded at a newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland, this afternoon. That newsroom belongs to the Capital Gazette, a paper owned by the Baltimore Sun. We'll keep bringing you details as we have them. Thanks, Vanessa.
Thanks.